for shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stephanie.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Sweet, really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
Good.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus.
Wow, listening to that like brings back a lot of memories of all the people that have been on the show.
I'm sure.
And then like most of them I kind of don't talk to anymore. And one of them's, you know, moved to a different state and living with someone else. But
among other things.
Yeah, I know. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 202. Already.
Stroke.
Damn it. Episode 207. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And this is an all sausage party fest podcast tonight.
Yeah, it's also dirty old man.
Ooh,
episode.
I know, right? Well, we got like some stories to tell you people. Let me tell you. So, okay. So, I guess people were complaining because there was an echo on the last recording. But I guess the only thing I can say is because we're in a room that actually has four walls and it's small.
I didn't hear it, though.
Well, you can't hear it when you're listening like on speakers out loud.
Right.
But when you're listening to it in the headphones, you can hear it.
No.
You can hear it. Yeah. So somebody was like, well, put some sheets up on the walls or put some egg crates or something around. I'm like, bitch, this show is for,
we have to live here.
I know, and this shit is for free, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now if you want to pay for some professional studio work, by all means, you go ahead and you send some money to the P.O. box, and I'd be more than happy to go to a professional
recording studio. Yes.
And get some shit done, okay? So Nicole's like, she didn't feel like it because she had to babysit today and she had to eat steak when she got home.
She had to eat steak, so she
yeah.
did.
So
no vertigo today?
No vertigo, no. Mm. I guess not. So, we spent Friday night together, so I guess that was her like Sunday, whatever. We went to go see A Haunting in Connecticut. OMG, WTF, that shit was so scary.
Well, after we had dinner.
Yeah, after dinner on Friday.
With Rosario, the server.
Oh, I loved her. She was so nice. Man, she believed in some chips and salsa, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this bitch brought out, what was it, 6 bowls of chips.
And like 12 cups of salsa.
For 5 people.
And like 5 cups of the little hot salsa.
The hot sauce. We went to Abuelo's, which I don't think they're everywhere. But it's an awesome Mexican. Abuelo is a Mexican embassy restaurant.
Mexican food embassy.
Yeah, but it's really fucking good. So we went there for dinner with Amanda, Matt, Nicole, Julian, and myself. And then after we left the restaurant, we talked in the parking lot a little bit, and we had to school Amanda on a few things. Like, she was not aware that people actually around each other. She thought that was just made up.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah. So we were like, yeah, it does. Watch a porn someday.
Right. She felt all dirty.
Poor thing. And then when she found out it was called Toss in the Salad, she was really upset. So I don't know how long it's been since it's just been 2 guys on the show.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, Big Fatty Online, he has, like, a resident historian who can tell him, like, everything about every show that's ever happened.
We don't have that.
No, not that I know of, but Big Fatty, if you would like to get your historian up on that shit and see when the last time 2 guys were on the show by themselves, then by all means do that.
It's okay. Sometimes it's good just to have guy stuff to talk about.
Exactly. We don't have to talk about titties or, you know, the other
Poussoir.
Yay, twins. So, yesterday, I went camping. to the Sawmill, which is a gay campground. It was like a bear weekend kind of thing. Now, there were several signs that told me I should have not gone.
First of all, is the weather report that said it was going to fucking have torrential floods.
No, and yeah. Tornadoes, no, it didn't say that. So, okay, I'm driving, and I get pulled over for speeding. Really? But I didn't get a ticket.
Wow. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, because I was saving it for the show.
Oh, okay.
And it's been, like, dying for me to tell you. And this guy was so hot.
You thought you were going to get you some cop before you got to the campground.
Oh, God, I would have loved it. He was like, and he asked me where I was on my way. I was like, oh, campground up in Dade City. Mm-hmm. I was hoping he would go, the sawmill? Yeah, you want to go?
I already have a place up there.
But he was hot, but he only gave me a warning because I haven't had a ticket in a long time.
Well, that's good.
And it was in Pasco County, and I was like, please don't make me have to go to court there.
Right, that would suck.
Yeah. So then I stop at the store to get some ice, and my fucking key breaks on my car. Mm-mm. Like, it doesn't break in the ignition, but I don't know if anybody has what was that?
I don't know. That was a weird noise.
If anybody has a Volkswagen, you know we have the keys that are like switchblades. You know, they pop out.
Mercedes has that
too. Oh, Mercedes hasn't?
Yeah.
So, mine just falls off. So, now it's all ghetto, and I have to actually stick it in the thing and turn it for it to work. But as the piece fell down to the ground, I looked up, and this guy started talk-